What's cracking? Welcome to the jungle. My name is Jim Rome. A tremendous Monday to you. Now, seriously, how you living? How was your weekend? How are you living? What's going on? Got a very good show for you today. Lots to get to. Let me start you off. Telephone number is toll free. You know this. And if you don't know this, you're going to know this. Use the telephone number 1-800-636-8686. What you really should do is start getting your reps in. Because soon enough, we will be streaming the program, and you will have a much broader audience and a lot more ears and a lot more eyes. You should get your reps in right now so you're ready when we launch next month. Hit me up, 1-800-636-8686. Speaking of that platform, you can hit me up on the X platform at Jim Rome. You can email me at Rome, R-O-M-E, at haveatake.com. All right, so if you're thinking about what you want to talk about in the meantime, let me tell you about the interviews. Coming up at the top of hour number two, RG3, Robert Griffin III. Top of hour three, Thomas Dimitroff, former GM in the NFL. So we're going to cover the draft. There's been a lot that's happened since I was last in the box on Friday regarding the draft. I will get to all of that. In the meantime, you should start dialing. First hour is wide open. You can also hit me up on the X platform, and you can email me at Rome, R-O-M-E, at haveatake.com. All of that's still ahead. So where do you start? You've got the NBA playoffs. You've got the NFL draft. Got some more NFL news. Even the NHL, which we will hit. Kentucky Derby's coming up. Baseball. Lots to get to. Where to start? I'll tell you where I'm going to start. I don't get to do this very often. I don't start here very often. You know why that is? The reason I don't get to do this very often is because it doesn't happen very often. Take a guess who I'm talking about right now. This is easy, right? Minnesota. Minnesota, you did it. For once, Minnesota. It is not playoff agony. It's playoff ecstasy. That feeling that you can't quite put your finger on, that unusual juice or buzz that you're feeling, but you can't really explain or describe, you know what that is? Do you know what that is? That is called winning. That's how it feels when you win. That's how it feels when you win and advance. Of course you can't describe something that you've never felt before, or at least not in decades, but that's exactly what that is. The feeling of winning. And you better get used to it. Because you're, to quote James Kelly, wolves. Your wolves? Your wolves are legit. And by legit, I mean legitimate championship contenders.
The wolves?
The wolves.
The damn wolves. The wolves?
Them wolves are legitimate contenders. And your Ant-Man is a legitimate problem and a legitimate superstar. Thank you, Alvy. Well played. Wolves Nation. I best not be howling at the moon. Hey-o! Get up in here. Seriously. I've got a hole open for you. Get up in here and let me know how it feels. You're getting the national run that you've been so hungry for. I got to shout you out this morning. How you living? Maybe I should ask it this way. Wolves Nation, has it ever been better? Because that wasn't just your first playoff series win in two decades. It's only the second time any Timberwolves team has ever advanced in the playoffs. In the history of that franchise, I don't know if those of you outside Wolves Nation knew that. It's an amazing stat, and I'll tell you why that is. You know, you might think of that team and think futility, but let's go back. And again, time is such a bleeper. But that KG-led team, I mean, forget for a minute that that was 20 years ago. I hate that, man, so much. But forget for a minute that that was 20 years ago. We're talking about a team that featured the likes of some of my favorite people. Sam Cassell, love the dude. Wally Szczerbiak, love the dude. Mark Madsen, love the dude. The mayor, Fred Hoiberg, love the dude. How about the Candyman? Have you forgot about the Candyman? Michael Oliva Candy. All these dudes on that team. Prior to last night, that Wolves team was the only Wolves team to ever win a playoff series. Until these Wolves finished off a dominant sweep of the alleged, supposed, fake-ass super team, the Suns. Hey, listen, all sweeps are impressive. It's always impressive when you beat another NBA team four times in a row, especially this time of year. However, as impressive sweeps go, that one was particularly impressive. Extremely impressive. The alleged super team was never even in that series. Never had a chance. Even last night, with KD and Book finally looking like KD and Book, they still never had a chance. Let me put it to you this way. There may well have been a super team in that series, but it sure as hell was not the Suns. And there were plenty of superstars in that series, but nobody shined brighter than my dude, Anthony Edwards. I'm not sure anyone anywhere is doing anything as shiny and as bright than the Ant-Man right now. I don't think there are actual gas giants in the sky shining any brighter than the Ant-Man right now. That right there, that's the new face of the league, if you need him. And if you come at me with like, hey, Rome, have you not been paying attention? Now? Now you say that? Fair. I'll even give you that. That's the face of the league right there, if you need him, even if he won't acknowledge it. But he is. Man, I could go on for hours about this dude. This dude's about all the right stuff, on and off the floor, a legitimate superstar who's only 22, who's humble as can be, yet confident as hell, and he does want all that smoke. Extremely dominant, but extremely unselfish. And an unbelievable teammate. And a guy who makes everybody and everything around him better. Like a legend and an icon in the making. But already a legit superstar. And legitimately, as a team, they are the biggest threat to the defending champs. And of course, it all starts with the Ant-Man. I mean, there are not too many things in life right now. There are not too many things in life right now that I'm enjoying more than watching the Ant-Man attack the rim. Especially when he's doing it with the game on the line to ice the series and stick the dagger all the way in and send the Suns off to Cabo.
Ant one-on-one against Bradley Beal. Beats him baseline. Rises and hammers. What a finish by Anthony Edwards. Big time dunk by Ant. 27 points in the second half.
Wolves radio with the call. Thought my man was going to hit his head on the scoreboard. He got so far off the ground. Hey, by the way, Wolves Nation, you must have lost the telephone number. 1-800-636-8686. 1-800-636-8686. I'm not going to sit up here in my box in Southern California and hype you to the United States and Canada and not get reaction from you. 1-800-636-8686. Back to Ant. That jam? That dunk? Absolutely insane. Like, I can't stop watching it. Watching that highlight makes me feel like I'm watching Space Jam. And of course, I'm talking about the good one. You know, the one that I co-starred in. The real one. The one with his airness, doing his airness things. Not the one, that's me.
Tennis racket.
That right there is an Academy Award performance. That's me. If you need me. The one with his airness, doing his airness things. The one with me doing Van Smackian things. Not the one with LeBag, LeBagging it all up. See, the thing about the Ant-Man, it's not just about this dude's ups. Of course he can jump out of the building. I'm not just hyped on the fact that he posterized Bradley Beal and KD, as well as the entire city of Phoenix and the whole state of Arizona on that play. He did all those things, and it was awesome. But I'm hyped on this guy's entire game because the man's game could not be more well-rounded already at 22. He scored 40. He knocked in 7 threes. He grabbed 9 boards. He dropped 6 dimes. And as always, was locking dudes up on the other end. This dude's energy. He even swatted the hell out of Booker at the rim on a dunk attempt. So he posterizes Beal and KD, and he reverse posterizes Booker. Freaking Ant-Man is everywhere. And he plays with so much it and energy and personality. Like, he is can't-miss TV right now. He is can't-look-away TV right now. Hey, Minnesota, you like the sound of that? You're having a jungle moment, Minnesota. Last week was Prince Week. This week is Wolves Week. I should shout out Carl Anthony Towns, too, who I love. I mean, by the way, that dude was incredible last night. And I do appreciate that he set the Ant-Man straight after the game when Ant tried to say that he should not be considered a, quote, young star.
Nah, not yet, man. Not yet. Yeah, not yet.
He a young star. He over here talking like that. He the face of the league. I've been saying that. He hate when I say it, but it's true. Like I said, future's so bright, I got to put the sunglasses on most of the time when I'm walking around with him.
You see what I mean about humility? I'm not a young star? No, bro, you're not a young star. I agree. You're the face of the damn league. You blew by young star. Cat's right. Face of the league. My take and Cat's take. There's nothing that this dude can't do. Like I said, dominant on both ends of the floor, then dominant after the game. For example, check the Ant-Man taking credit for Cat's big night because he's the one who finally got Cat to stop getting himself into foul trouble.
I'm like, Cat, we're not going to win game 4 if you foul. I told him yesterday, we're not going to win game 4 if you keep fouling. You keep fouling. And you see what he did in the third quarter. You see what he did in the fourth quarter. He's like I always tell you, he's the best offensive player on the team. Like, if he's not in foul trouble, it's a problem for any team that got a guard is because he can stretch the floor, he can post, he can play off the catch, he can pass. I mean, like, he can do everything. So we just got to keep him from getting in foul trouble, man. He's going to be great every night.
Probably because I was trying to play more defense.
I mean, just stop
Yeah.
I mean, this dude, too good to be true. It's probably because I'm trying to play defense, and he looks at him and says, man, just stop bleeping fouling.
Yeah.
How can you not love this dude? He doesn't sound 22. He sounds like a grizzled vet, but with crazy it, like a lovable grizzled vet with crazy it. Hell, he sounds like the coach of the team. Oh, speaking of which, you want to talk about one of my favorite dudes. You want to talk about one of my favorite coaches. Man, I really hope my dude, Chris Finch, is all right. Y'all know this is a big, big, big Chris Finch house. I love this guy. Love him as a guy. Love him as a coach. We found out this morning he has a torn patellar tendon. Dude, that is horrific. I mean, how brutal was that series on the coaches, yo? I'm just not sure who had it worse, which really says a lot, considering how rough this series was for Frank Vogel, right? Finch pops his patella, and I still think the series was tougher on Frank. Vogel, Frank still has a job, right?
I haven't been told.
My man hasn't gotten broken off during the open, has he? He's about to go from being the Lakers fall guy to the Suns fall guy. He's like a professional fall guy. Never mind that he led the Pacers to the conference championship twice. Never mind that he led the Lakers to a championship. He's like a professional fall guy. And just like the Lakers, I don't think that it's all Frank's fault that things aren't working out. But you know, Matt Ishbia is going to need a fall guy for this investment completely tanking.
I haven't been told.
Meanwhile, my dude, Chris Finch, clearly not a professional fall guy, not after that ugly collision and spill last night. I'm not sure I've ever seen a coach bite it that hard on an NBA sideline during a game. And I guess it's good that they've got a little time. Not much, by the way. Not much. But more than had the Lakers just kind of laid down and gotten swept. So they have a little time, but not much before the next series starts. Because my dude needs knee surgery. And I'm not sure when he's going to get it. Something tells me my dude Finch, though, is not down for the count and not down about it. Because it's hard to be down right now when you're a part of Wolves Nation. Even if your knee exploded, things are still pretty great. In fact, they're better than they've ever been. As far as the Suns, dang. So much for that super team, eh? The Suns ought to take a page out of my man's patella and explode as well. That was kind of harsh. The Suns ought to take a page out of Finch's patella and explode as well. Remember last year when Ant was asked to comment about the Suns roster and he got clowned so hard for making this statement that was thought to be so absurd at the time? Quote, they got KD, but we got Jaden McDaniels.
So, you know, they got KD, but we got Jaden McDaniels.
It sounded ridiculous, didn't it? Didn't it? And Ant was mocked so hard and mocked unmercifully. Yeah, well, who's getting mocked now? Egg on all your faces. Because Jaden McDaniels balled out in this series.
You know, they got KD, but we got Jaden McDaniels.
He's right. He's right. Things coming full circle once again. The Knicks lead the Sixers 3-1. Hey, Philly fan, I've got thoughts on that. You know this is also a big Philly fan house. You know I've always gotten a huge kick out of you, Philly fan. Not yesterday. You're not going to like it. You're not going to like what I have to say, and you're not going to like that I'm siding with Joel on this. I'm not saying that's why they lost. I'm saying that was all kinds of wrong. Anyway, that's coming up later on. But with the Knicks leading Philly 3-1, I think an unknown Knicks fan had a perfect question for KD, remember?
Tell me a little something, KD. Don't you regret not coming to the Knicks? Don't you regret not coming to the Knicks?
Don't you, KD?
I got one question. Go, KD.
I love how this guy's got, I got one question. It's a good question, too. Hey, Wolves Nation, 1-800-636-8686.
The Wolves?
The Wolves are just getting started. Philly fan, I do want to get into it. I cannot believe Nick Fan took over your house. And something else I don't really understand, why do you dislike Joe so much? Philly fan, I know why Knicks fan hates Joe. I just don't know why Philly fan does. I'm looking at Knicks fan. Yeah, I get it. They're right up the road. I'm looking at Knicks fan all up in the concourse with FMB chants in Philly. How did that happen? Especially one game after this guy dragged his ass out there and dropped a 50 burger on the Knicks to keep that series alive. All right, so we'll get into that too. More thoughts on the NFL draft. Is that thing over yet? I think. All right, so I told you going into the draft who my favorite guy was, my namesake. I want to tell you who my favorite guy coming out of the draft is. If you had to guess, who do you think that might be? My favorite guy coming out of the NFL draft. I will get to that. Oh, and Cowboy fan, I guess you really are all in. Now that Ezekiel Elliott is coming home. Now it makes so much sense. I guess I owe Jarrah a big ol' apology. And the hell I do. 1-800-636-8686. RG3, top of hour number two. Thomas Dimitrov, top of hour number three. ATP coming in hour number three. Right now, Alvy, no pressure. You don't have to do it right now. But in the back of your mind, Alvy, I want you to think about a prize pick. Buzzer-beating slam dunks, surprising steals, clutch three-pointers, basketball playoffs are filled with amazing moments like these. You can make your own with payoffs of up to 100 times your initial deposit with Prize Picks. Select two or more players, pick more or less on their projected stats, submit your lineup. You could turn $10 into $1,000 with just four correct picks this postseason. You can choose from traditional stats by selecting more or less on points or assists, or more unique ones like getting a dunk. Easy gameplay, quick withdrawals, and injury insurance on your picks are what make Prize Picks America's number one fantasy sports app. So join the Prize Picks community of over 3 million users who have already signed up. Right now, Prize Picks will match your first deposit of up to $100. Just download the Prize Picks app. Use my code ROME, R-O-M-E. That's code ROME on Prize Picks for a first deposit match of up to $100. Prize Picks, pick more, pick less. It is that easy. You do have to be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for restrictions and details.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
So I've got some reaction, your reaction, coming up momentarily. Telephone number is toll-free, 1-800-636-8686. So let me ask you this. When you woke up this morning, how'd you feel? Hopefully you were feeling good. Feeling good affects everything else, right? And I'll tell you who understands that better than anybody else. Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that helps your body fight back against occasional minor pain. I think most of us have minor pain, right? 100% drug-free, Relief Factor was developed by doctors searching for a better alternative for relieving pain. What kind of pain? Neck pain, back pain, joint pain, muscle pain, all these things. Relief Factor can help you feel even better. Relief Factor can't or doesn't just mask pain for a short time. It helps to reduce or even eliminate it. Relief Factor helps support your body's natural response to inflammation. I like that. In fact, in 3 weeks or less, you'll know if it's working because you'll feel the difference all day, every day. I was sent Relief Factor. They just sent it to me for me to try out, and I've been using it every single day. I feel the difference. I feel better. I feel good, and I feel better. Over 1 million people have tried Relief Factor. Give it a try for yourself. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. Save on your first order. That's 1-800, the number 4, RELIEF. These products and statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition. Speaking of reaction, at Wapner at 11 writes, the letter L is no longer in our vocabulary or name. Signed, The Wolves.
The Wolves?
Well played. It's Squirrel 2. These Wolves are hungry for a title. You could say they're hungry like the Wolves. Yours, Duran Duran. Hey, Jeff 2. Are you happy with yourself? You shouldn't be. That's not very clever. Nor do I sound amused?
The Wolves?
If you're watching on the X platform like you will be soon, you would see that I'm not amused. Tommy liked that for some reason, but that didn't amuse me much. Speaking of X, Mike D writes, very excited to watch X. Signed, Kareem.
The five movie ratings in the United States are NC-17, R, PG, PG-13, and this one. Kareem.
What is X?
No. You went in the wrong direction. We were looking for
my man,
a G
they're not
rating,
laughing
not
with you. They're laughing at you.
Remember, Kareem, this
that
is
dude
a
hammered
show, Dana, pick again.
The buzzer. My man, all 7 feet of him was jumping up and down on the buzzer. Oh, I know that. X. Easy. Cap.
What is X? No.
No. No, not X. Damn, Kareem. It's a family show, man. Everybody's watching that show at dinner with their little tray tables. What is X?
What is
what,
X?
What is Pornhub didn't want any of that? Kareem's like, what is triple X hardcore?
What is X? No.
No. No, Kareem, not X. Yo, bro. Just wait. Save it for your hotel room later in 1999 per X. At Planet Wilson 1, Rome, the Wolves are big and they're bad and they just blew our freaking house down. Thanks, the Phoenix Suns. Here's somebody in Phoenix, Pete in Phoenix, Rome, quote, fake ass super team, end of quote, spot on. Not getting a point guard and having Book do it took its toll. Props to Minnesota. They balled out. That's part of it for sure. I mean, I'm not saying CP3 at this age is everything, but I'll tell you what he is. A guy that can bring the ball up the floor and get you in your offense. I'll tell you what the guy is. A point guard. That's what the guy is. He's still a point guard. And they obviously missed him a hell of a lot more than they thought they'd miss him. I don't know. We'll just let Book do it. Yeah, how'd that work out? You know, you actually do need a point guard in the league. That hurt. Their lack of a bench hurt. The pieces didn't really fit. The chemistry wasn't there. And as much as I like my guy Frank Vogel, the fact that they don't give a damn what he thinks and tuned him out, that didn't work. None of it worked. That's why that so-called super team, fake-ass super team, got real-ass swept. Hey, Tan Man. Happy for the T-Wolves and Ant-Man. Finally, Minnesota has something to be proud of besides Prince, Snow, not being able to speak English properly, and being boring. Mario in Frisco. Hey, Frisco fan, why does this concern you? It actually doesn't.
Hey, Frisco.
Look at Frisco Mario. You gotta love how it's always Frisco Mario's job to tell every other city what's wrong with their city. Because Frisco Mario's town is perfect. Frisco Mario is just waiting. You know what Frisco Mario's brand is? Frisco Mario waits for me to roll out here and do an open, and he waits to hear what town that open is about, and then he just starts rifling away. He gets out his machete, and he starts just hacking that town up, because Frisco Mario lives in a perfect town. Oh, there's Rome talking about Minneapolis and Minnesota. I know. I'll just remind everybody that now they're known for something other than Prince, Snow, and not being able to speak English properly. Oh, and being boring. Unlike me, Frisco Mario, I'm exciting. I'm not boring.
Hey, Frisco.
And neither is my brand, where I just wait for Rome to talk about a town, and then I hack it up. That's my brand. Frisco Mario, come on, man. Anyway, Wolves Nation, I don't think I need to defend you.
Wolves?
You should be up in here defending yourselves. And one more, Rome. Coach Finch blew out his knee. I sure hope he gets better soon so he can celebrate with the team. Or there will be no dances with Wolves for him. Regards, Kevin Costner. Good one, JP. JP in Riverside, if you need him. War Ant-Man. Were the Lakers avoiding the sweep on the inevitable series loss to Denver?
Inevitable.
God, JP, you know what's inevitable? How lame that was. All of it. The war, the take, the entire thing. It's Statical Plane. Quote, obviously, Jim, your favorite player from the draft is Michael Penis. X.
He's gonna bring that
duh.
Big penis energy.
Nope.
He's gonna bring
I like him.
No.
That's not my favorite guy coming out. Rome Odunze was my favorite player going in. And still one of my favorite players. But very clearly, my favorite player going into the draft. But I've got another favorite player coming out of the draft. All of that is still ahead. 1-800-636-8686. RG3, top of the hour. Thomas Dimitroff coming up at the top of hour number three. Hey, do what you want with it. Can you match my energy? Can you bring something to it? Can you make it better? Start getting your reps in. We're rolling this thing out for the X platform next month. Start getting your reps in right now. Time.
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
Monday is always an Ask the Pros Day where you get to ask me a question, and it's sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Here's the difference. Now you want to post your question to @JimRome. Use the hashtag AskThePros on X. Listen later on. I might answer one of your questions. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Once again, you want to post it to @JimRome. Use the hashtag AskThePros on X. All right, if you're on hold, stay there. Phone calls in a minute. Quick reaction. Hey, Frisco Mario, it worked. You got people to react to you. This says, hey, Mario, you forgot about us in Minnesota. Yours, Poverty, Crack, and B.O. Ian in the Natty.
Slider.
Another perfect town.
Stink.
You know, I'm not even taking a run at Frisco or the Natty. I'd say the same thing about my town, your town, every town. Find me one town in America that does not have at least some poverty, some crack, and some BO. I'm going to say not only every state, but every town. Find me one place in the world where there's not some poverty, some crack, and some BO. Hell, I'd even argue that on the other side of the glass, there's some poverty, some crack, and some BO. And there's only two people on the other side of the glass, Alvy and Tommy.
Dude.
So stop with that. It's everywhere. At Craig the Randall. Hey, Frisco Mario, get back to us when you're done chasing down the merch lifters at your local Walgreens. Finish up your commitment to street excrement and watching the legions of U-Hauls heading east on I-80. Regards, all 10,000 lakes. I do have a question for you, Craig. When you say finish up your commitment to street excrement, do you mean dropping it onto the street or picking it up off of the street? Which commitment are we talking about here? And one more. All right, how about this? How about this commitment? How about, is there an app for this or do you just do it by hand? How about you map it out for tourists so they don't step in it and slip? Do you know what? A crap app is an example. You know what's not a topic on this show, or at least shouldn't be? Street excrement. Or really any excrement. But especially street excrement. Hey, shout out to Mystery Mike in the other room. How are you going to depict street excrement when things start next month, allegedly? Hey, Jim. Mario and Frisco is a VD PSA poster that writes itself. Congrats on commenting on something, the NBA playoffs, that you've been out of for weeks. You hybrid driving smug bag. When a medium-sized mudslide pushes your city into the ocean, California will be better for it. Tom in Minnesota. There you go. Problem is, y'all are giving the guy what he wants. And he'll be back the next time I have a show open about another town that's not Frisco. Because that's what Frisco Mario does. All right, what do you say we go to the topic? Let's stay on topic. I'm asking for Wolves Nation. How's it feeling? I know you don't know what that feeling is. That is the feeling of winning and advancing and dominating and being a legitimate championship threat. What that feeling is, if you're not sure what it is. Let's go to Austin. TJ in Austin. TJ, what's good?
Hey, Romy. I'm kind of at a loss for words. The previous topic just kind of threw me off. I was trying to call in and talk about Tony Campbell and Coach Musselman and Pooh Richardson, but that almost feels inappropriate now. Mainly, I want to talk about Anthony Edwards just going into Phoenix and just crushing them, just doing the most absurd things on their floor, staring at their fans, staring them down. So amazing. And we're here. We're here, and we're not going anywhere. Skol, Nasri, I'm up.
TJ and Austin, you're right, dude. Listen, when I talked about that one team that did advance, I admit I had Coach Muss flashing back, Bill Musselman, and Eric worked with him on that staff. Remember when you were first entering the league and Pooh Richardson used to be a mainstay on this show? You got to understand, I've done this so long. I haven't thought about Pooh in recent years, but yep, Pooh used to come on. And we used to talk about the T-Wolves back then. You're right. But the team that advanced, those players that I mentioned, you know, KG, Sam Cassell, Wally Zerbiak, the Candyman, Mark Mattson, let's not forget Googs, Tom Gugliotta. All these guys, good players. And they only advanced once. And now look at him. You know, say what you want about Cat. And by the way, Bella did. Here's Bella B. Getting kind of harsh with it. But then again, she's not the only one. Quote, Ant is cool and all, but Cat is cringier than any russet, UConn, sweet, and fingerling combined. Hashtag fire Vogel. Future. Damn, Bella.
Future's so bright, I gotta put the sunglasses on most of the time when I'm walking around with
Bella, him. That's about as harsh as you get. Cat is cringier than any russet, UConn, sweet, fingerling combined.
They're all buttholes out there. They really are.
I mean, that is some lava right there. Baked. Couldn't work its way into that. Scalloped. Smashed. Sweet. She got sweet. Wow. Hash browns. Loaded. Didn't want any of that. Let me tell you something. Here's my take on Cat.
Like a sack of potatoes.
We're talking about the first overall pick in the draft. Putting his ego aside and realizing Ant is a superstar. I know that seems very easy to a lot of you, and you feel like this guy's really cringy, but I give this guy credit. I like Cat. I'm pro Cat. I mean, I see Cat and Mate. No, but I like Cat. I think that's not as easy as it seems. But you know what makes it easier? That Ant is such an incredible guy.
Yeah.
Forget for a minute that he's such an incredible player. Cat knows that. But he's also such an unbelievable teammate and such a great guy. I don't know. Maybe he learned from having Andrew Wiggins. Like, Wiggins is a talented dude, for sure. But I would argue that Wiggins, despite that talent, does not have that dog in him that Ant does. But Ant's the rare breed who's got that dog in him. But he's got this crazy, explosive talent. Mixed in with that dog, mixed in with that humility, mixed in with that incredible personality and ability to lead and smart and willing to play both ends of the floor. Like, this is why I'm saying, and I'm comfortable saying it, that's your face of the league right now. And if you're going to argue with me about it right now, you won't be soon. The dude literally is almost too good to be true. Oh, Tracy's in. Tracy with two E's at PHX underscore Noah Girl. Quote, Frisco Mario probably really resides in Daly City. Probably. Hey, whatever she says is right. You know what? Remember during the pandemic when y'all watched The Last Dance and everybody was so mesmerized and just obsessed with MJ? Just that killer mentality, that killer mentality. Y'all want that, right? You know, kind of like the anti-LaCap and BFF ball. That's Ant. That's Ant, but a great guy. Awesome dude. I don't think you're ever going to see a doc in 20 years where Ant's teammates are just killing him the way Scotty is Mike. You're not going to see that.
That's f***ing bullshit.
I mean, it seems absurd, right, that I would even drop that comp, but it's not. The only thing crazy about that crazy comp is that it's not crazy. Ant is incredible. Hey, Philly fan, I got to know. I got to know why you're so down on your team, why you're so down on Joe, how you could let Nick Van take over your house the way you did. We'll get to that next hour. When we come back, though, RG3 joins me. Stay tuned.